לפי שלום, פייג' 149, בלי טובות. על פי היסוד הזה, אפשר להסביר את מה שאומרת הגמרא הקדושה. According to this, it's a basic idea, like fundamental. According to this fundamental idea, right? Yes, sir.
Foundation, yeah.
Yeah, but foundation is more like in a building, no? An idea, I think, is more fundamental.
Yeah,
you can say,
yeah.
You can explain what the Gemara says, the Holy Gemara says. Shemi shelo yodea akir tova, asur asur tova. The Gemara says, if someone doesn't know how to be gracious, to say thank you to someone, you don't have to do it, you're not allowed to do him a favor. The Gemara says. Does it make sense? Why not? יש לי שואל, מדוע? אם אדם רוצה לעשות טובה למי שאינו מכיר בה, ככה לשם שמיים. If a person's time wants to do a favor to someone, לשם שמיים. Without thinking. שלא יכיר לו טובה, he doesn't need his gratitude. הוא לא רוצה שום תמורה לטובה שהוא רוצה לעשות אותו כפוי טובה. He doesn't want any reward for that favor that he wants to do that the guy who's ungracious, you say?
Ungrateful.
מה לא טוב בזה? What's so bad about? למה הגמרא אומר שזה אסור? Why is הגמרא saying it's אסור? התשובה אומרת הגמרא היא, the answer in the Gemara is משום שמי שעושה טובה למי שאינו מכיר בה זה כמו שעובד עבודה זרה. If someone does a favor to someone who doesn't know how to appreciate it, it's like he's worshipping Avodah Zarah.
Oh wow.
The person giving him the
Torah? Now I'm totally confused. What's going on here?
Yeah.
What's going on? גם זה נשאל שאלה, מדוע? מה הקשר בין עבודה זרה לאותו אדם שלא מכיר טובה? What's going to do with עבודה זרה and this guy who doesn't know how to appreciate, say thank you? What's going to do with this thing? התשובה היא, the answer is, משום שזה לא מכיר בטובת חברו, זה שלא מכיר בטובת חברו, the person who doesn't know and to recognize the good that came from the other person, he goes with the feeling that I deserve everything. What do you mean? Of course he did it for me. I deserve everything. He owes it to me. What do you mean? He owes everything to me. Everyone owes everything to me. Everyone should nullify themselves to me. Bow down. Right? He makes himself a paroya, a bedazara. כמו המן הרשע. לכן, מי שעושה לאחד כזה טובה, therefore, someone who does such a person a favor, זה כמו שהוא משמש עבודה זרה. It's as if he's serving עבודה זרה. He's serving עבודה this guy and he thinks he's an idol. Idol, you say? Alim.
Yeah.
He's an idol. Yeah, he thinks everyone in him. What do you mean? Of course, he deserves everything. What do you mean? Then he's serving עבודה זרה. He thinks he himself is a god. He's serving it. אבל אחד שמכיר טובה טובה, a person who does recognize someone else is good, הוא הולך עם הרגשה שלא מגיע לו כלום. Why do you say thank you? Because you think I don't deserve it. Why did you give it to me? Thank you so much. I appreciate so much that you gave it to me. I don't deserve it. Thank you so much. ולכן על הכל הוא אומר תודה רבה. הוא משבח את השם שתהיה בימו. He thanks השם. נמצא שהוא מאמין בהשם, דבוק בהשם. That kind of person believes in השם, is cleaved to השם. לעומת זאת, כפוי טובה, on the other hand, the person who's ungrateful, שחושב שהוא עצמו אלוהים, he thinks he's a God himself, ומגיע רק לו, and only he deserves, הכל שייך רק לו, everything belongs just to him, כולם צריכים לתת לו, everyone has to give him, שלכן הוא לא אומר תודה על כלום, כי הכל הרי שייך לו, therefore he's not saying thank you anything, why? What do you mean? Everything belongs to me, why should I say thank you? Or anything? אדם שהולך עם הקליפה של המן, a person who goes with this husk of המן, שכל זה אינו שווה לי, that, if I don't have this little thing, nothing's worth it for me, אף פעם לא מרוצה בחיים. He's never content in his life. כל דבר שלא הולך לו כסדר, הוא נופל לדיכאון. Whatever doesn't go the way he wants, he gets depressed, לייאוש, despair, כל זה אינו שווה לי, whatever I have, I don't deserve anything, I don't... It's not worth anything. הכל לא שווה כלום. Nothing is worth anything. משום שאין דבר שלא... משום שזה דבר לא הולך לרצונו. Because something small is not going to his way. No, so what? Kol zeh is the klipat amalek shemitlabesh l'adam. This is the klipa of amalek, which is stressed onto a person. Ki im hoya mizera yudim, if he was a kosheid, הוא רק אומר תודה ותודה ותודה. He just says thank you. הוא שר להשם שירים וזמר. Just sing to Hashem. Yes, I'm wrong. I don't know what to say.
No. You have a guest in your house and he doesn't say thank you.
No, it doesn't mean he doesn't appreciate it.
Right, it doesn't mean it. But how do you, I mean...
You don't know. You should always do favors with everyone. And smile at everyone, hug everyone. But the concept is understood.
No, it was
Frank. Yeah, obviously, you have no idea. But if you know someone well, any other person, they're a very ignorant person. You don't always say that. You're not a favorite, him. But Stan, the person Stan doesn't say thank you, it doesn't mean that he's a selfish. Stan, he's Israeli,
My concern is distribution.
Exactly, also that.
You're trying to
do it. Fasai, to Hashem. No, I'm not going to do it. You're selfish. Of course not. But the concept is what we want to get at. Right, Emmanuel? The idea. If you know of such a person, you Ramash know, and you know he's like that, you know, of course I won't help him. But I don't know those kind of people, and they probably don't exist too much. But they might. So if a woman in the house, right? Doesn't want to do laundry for her husband. She doesn't want because she knows he's such a selfish, ignorant human being. I understand why she doesn't want it. She doesn't want to serve others out. Especially her husband. Her husband always, most problems of advice. He thinks he deserves everything. He has gaiva. He thinks he deserves everything. And if something doesn't go the way he wants, why did you do? Why did you do that with it? That was Shimush. Chachamim. Yeah, it's like serving the Chachamim. הרבה שואלים ובקשים עצות מעשיות לשמירת העיניים. Many ask and they request, and they ask me for advice, practical advice regarding the eyes. זכיתי לשמש את רב שמואל שפירא. רב ארוש says, I married to serve Rav Shmuel Shapira. She 40 years, he didn't see a form or a shape of a woman. Abat shelo Yida, his daughter, she testified, she lo yada echi niret. He didn't know how she looks herself. Ki afilu abayit, ayu enav atzumot, even in the house, his eyes were closed. Vez davar she be'atzmi ra'iti k'shayiti bebeto. This is something I saw myself when I went to his house. His eyes were closed. האדמור מגור העיד עליו, he testified also, he said, שליש עולם עומד על שמירת העיניים שלו. A third of the world, the whole world, was standing on the שמירת העיניים של שמואל שפירא. ובכן, שאלתי אותו יצא לשמירת העיניים, so I asked him, נו, שמואל, you're a תותח על שמירת העיניים, you're the best. Give me a good advice. He told me only one thing. רק תפילה. Just David. תתפלל ותתפלל וכל הזמן תהיה בתפילה. Pray and pray and all the time should be in prayer. ברחוב, walking in the street, תהיה בתפילה. תחזור על פסוקים שמירת העיניים. Go over פסוקים in the שמירת העיניים. עבר עיניים לראות שעה ולכך ראייני. There's a pasuk. Remove my eyes from seeing false things. Give me life with your ways. ריבונו של עולם, לשמור את העיניים. כל הזמן תפילה. Good. לפני שנים רבות, many years ago, שאלתי את רבי אלעזר אבו חצר על הצער. I asked רבי אלעזר אבו חצר, the son of Baba Meir, he was murdered about a year and a half ago. על שמירת העיניים. I also asked him, also, everyone knows, all the משפחת אבו חצר, all very holy, שמירת העיניים. I asked him, give me advice. And he told me only one thing. רק תפילה. רצון חזק הוא תפילה. Strong will, that's what you want. And he died for it. שיהיה לאדם רצון חזק, ותמיד ירבה בתפילה. He has a strong will, and always to pray a lot. ריבונו של עולם, תשמור לי את העיניים, guard my eyes. תעזור לי שלא ילך לעיניים, help me that I won't go after my eyes. שלא אתן את עיניי במה שלא שלי, I shouldn't put my eyes in what doesn't belong to me. shouldn't desire what doesn't belong to me. Shouldn't want what doesn't belong to me. I don't want to lose what I have. Like we said, if you look at someone that's not yours, you lose also what you have. I should be happy with my portion. כמו שכבר הובאו דוגמאות לתפילות השמירת העיניים, כל אחד יוסיף לכל, like before we brought on any examples for the prayers for שמירת העיניים, and each one can add whatever he comes up in his head. בעיקר לבקש שהשם יעזור לו לעצום את העיניים. The main thing is to ask Hashem to close the eyes. Hashem help me close my eyes. שילך עם הראש למטה, my head should look for always go down. People ask what happened, I say, my neck. How is the head down? כי רק כשהעיניים עצמות הוא יכול להינצל מהעבירות. Because only when the eyes are shut, a person could be rescued from העבירות. ואם העיניים פתוחות חלילה, and if the eyes are open, הוא בוודאי יראה מה שיראה. Of course, he'll see what he sees. He'll see what's in front of him. אין אפשרות אחרת. There's no other way. If his eyes are open, he sees. What can you do? חושב, we're not like fish. We have this, what's it called? Eyelids?
Eyelids.
Hashem, like close your eyes. The Gemara says it's not ugly. Why does a person have eyelids? So you can shut his eyes. Why does a person have a pinky? So you can put it in his ear. The Gemara is not ugly. That's why we have pinky. Put it in the ear. Huh?
The eyelid comes with, you don't even have to order stitches. The eye comes with the hold on it that you can close it.
Problem is that we have a spring. It always shoots it up. We have to switch the spring over. So it always shuts down. And when you need, you have to open. You have to force them to be open. Afilo mefitzim, even those who go out to do afatzah, shesh lem nisayon kashe, they have a difficult test, right? You go out, to go to Junction in the summer, and to France. Where was I? Where wasn't I? On the beaches, on the naked beaches. Where wasn't I? Hashem merachem alai. Which mirat ha'enayim? How is that? Ki im yu lahem aspik tefilot, you can mishmor at ha'enayim. If you have enough prayers, you're able to guard your eyes.
Naked beaches. The word that we describe beaches as being naked years ago. Doesn't have the meaning of now. Beaches are
today, naked, completely naked. I know, I was in France.
Yeah, but the beaches called a naked beach is a very clean.
Oh, naked beach. Did I tell you about naked people on the beach?
No.
I remember the first time I went to France. France is a disaster. Paris is Noravayom. I haven't been to New York in 11 years. So I don't know what's going on in New York. But I've been in France recently. 3 years ago. Yeah. And in the summer. You have to walk in the street. Where's in Tel Aviv, of course. Gay people kissing on the street. I don't want to describe what's going on. It's like, and you can't even go by because they have the paper where they sell newspaper magazines. You can't even walk by. Nowhere. No, you can't go by a pharmacy where there's naked ladies on the picture over there. Everything is like, it keeps a Noah. So I was scared to go to France. I went to France. Every night, I promise you, every night we came back to where we were staying. In 3 hours, I did at least 3 hours. I want to go out the next day, I can go out. And then whenever I said Lishmai, when you do a lot of tefillah, a lot, hours and hours and hours of tefillah. And even if you see something, it's like, your head is so focused on Hashem, on what you're doing, that it doesn't even catch your eye. Chlamat.
Where's the in New York?
What?
Where's that in New York?
Today? What? It's worse than New York.
Paris versus New York.
Yeah. Okay. I assume so. I was in New York many times. Even in the city.
Oh, there is in Paris a Rav, Joseph David Frankfurter.
Okay.
Who can go in the street in Paris and not see it?
Doesn't see.
His mind filters it out.
Makes no
registry.
Yeah, because it's a kedusha. It's a kedusha that he has. Yeah. Many hours of tefillah and Torah and Dushan. His mind is totally devoted to Hashem. I believe 100%.
Also, when he gives a shiur, the shiur does not want to go. Goyim come to the shiurim too. Once in a while, in shul, you see there are hundreds of people there who say, "You please sit outside, and then afterwards I'll talk to you." It's not a shul for non-Jews.
How can he tell what Aaron's?
He senses.
He sees something there. Like, I don't know, maybe he sees a soul or some radiance or lack of radiance, but he can tell the difference. With, among hundreds of people sitting in the auditorium. For the same way he can see, or actually not see, the priesthood. Hashem just give him the minute. He walks through the streets and not see all these half naked, three quarter naked women. He doesn't see it. Blank. Jewish moment, though.
We need that. We need that.
I remember we were.
He was born to a Sefer family, raised in Egypt, and knows the halachot min hagim of just about every kehillah that exists. I can posek and direct.
I remember we were in France. We were in a place. It's called in the south of it. It's a famous name. Everyone knows. Jean-Napa. What's it called? I forget the. Anyways, it was summer. And we were there, I forgot the name of the place. It's all the Jews, they leave, everyone, the whole France, the whole Paris shuts down for like at least 2 weeks in August. Some people for a month, 2 weeks for sure. First 2 weeks are empty, hardly anyone's in the street. No one's there. Everyone is either in the Alps skiing, or in the south on the beach, or they go to different countries, whatever, they're chofesh. So we did all, so we went to this city, I forgot the name. And oh my gosh, there was once so we were in the street with books and stuff, and this girl comes over to us, and then Arab or something, I don't know, in French and half English. Oh, I want that book and this, and they're not dressed really, and like, yeah, of course, we'll give you the book. Yeah, but I only have a 19-year-old, whatever. She had a little bit less. Many times like that. Many times. Even going. Once we went into a restaurant. Completely going restaurant. Guy should be there in that city, I forgot the name. And we walk in. It was a friend of mine, another guy. Listen to the story. We walk in and say, Rabbi Nachman? Someone. Because anyway, there were two couples. One couple, the husband was a Jew and the woman was a Goya. The other couple, the woman was a Jew and the husband was a Goya. And we say both books. In the middle of the Zeven. We walk in the street and I see the fancy streets, fancy cars over there. Not fancy like we're used to. Not like anyone's used to, like Lamborghinis. And fancy, the most fancy. Like I was like shocked. I knew it exists. I never saw such a thing. Like I saw a price, like you could drive the car. It says like a 75 euro, 150 euro.
A Bentley, an Austin, Rolls Royce.
So they say, also all these things. So yeah, for half an hour, 75 euro. A ride, half an hour. Crazy stuff. And we see there was a Rolls Royce over there, and we tell her, we go over to the guy. You want the book? Not in the car. He says, we have it already. And he points at the car, and I look, and on the dashboard there was this Zeyal, the bonnet dude on the front. I said, well, where did you get it from? He said, no, I'm just a driver. And then who come? It's a young lady, maybe 20 years old, young girl, and she owns the car. And a Jew, apparently. And I don't know, one of us probably sold it to her somewhere, we had no idea. It's crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. I have a lot of stories about stuff. I don't know. Anyways. Shmirat ha'inayin lo soteret hafatzah. Guarding the eyes doesn't contradict hafatzah. Unetinat shiur, you give classes, you go wherever you want in the world. Haikar she'asu obet tefilon. Main thing is, you do a lot of tefilas. Hashem ya'azor lahem lishmot ha'inayin. Hashem will help them guard their eyes. Blemish, you should not let it go anywhere where he's going to plug in. I mean, for the highest cause. If he knows he's going to do a
No, he's just not at all. He's not. I don't know,
it's like that. A person has to do, before he goes to wherever he goes to the junction, or he goes to Dachan doors, he has to dive in at least half an hour just in Shmila Taina. And then he goes in Hashem, whatever Hashem wants, does it. That's that.